Everything is in context.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. Do you think you just fell out of a coconut tree?" You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America?
No.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada.
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up.
And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Democrats start trying to play the race card. I want y'all to understand this. Kamala is not black. Her kids is not black. Her husband is not black. She does not come from black culture. So don't tell me I got to support Kamala Harris because she's black. The race pander from the Democratic Party got to stop. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening.
As a black woman living in the United States, I am telling you, do not vote for Kamala Harris just because she is black and just because she is a woman. Especially if you are a Christian watching this, and if you have the voting ability, vote for the person that God wants in office. Now, I'm not going to say whether that is Kamala or Trump or whoever. But what I do know is that one side is very clearly pushing for godly principles to be established, and one side is pushing against those principles.
But you're also Indian American, and I'm just curious.
Indeed.
What's the best? How do you describe yourself?
Did you read my book? How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
If Harris can barely handle the mainly ceremonial office of the vice presidency, imagine the hell on earth we can expect if Biden's passing gives her the dictatorial power that she craves.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
Poor hubby.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's Tuesday, July 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Harrison Smith is out of the office this week on a much-needed, deserved vacation. He will be back very soon. I'll be filling in today and tomorrow. Special guest hosts on Thursday and Friday as well. And oh, what a time it is to be alive. All day yesterday, rumors were floating around the internet, flying around at light speed, frankly. Is Joe Biden dead? Was Joe Biden dead? Is he dying? There was one account, Global News, which tweeted that it had received reports that Joe Biden was in hospice and only had the night to live, saying, if this isn't true, we will delete our account because we believe the source. And it turned out not to be true, and Global News actually deleted their account, 30,000 followers, so they honored it. Obviously, it was just a mistake if they were willing to bet their entire account on it. But the fact that we've arrived at a place where people have reason to believe that the president is dead or has been dead for several days or is dying is truly remarkable. The fact of the matter is Joe Biden has been dead for many years. He's more machine than man now, similar to Darth Vader, only much less competent than Darth Vader. But I predicted yesterday, I think Joe Biden's going to be dead within a few weeks, certainly before the election. Natural causes, poison, what have you. I don't want any harm to come to him. I want him to be prosecuted, not persecuted. But we came off of this weekend experiencing a soft coup. And all we heard from Joe Biden yesterday was a call-in to a campaign rally on behalf of Kamala Harris, where he sounded like a combination of a few things. He sounded like a combination of AI, which I'm not sure if they used AI or not, but there were some details that made it sound like maybe, and a stroke, and that it was pre-recorded. So they make this call-in sound as if it's a live call-in, but it's pretty obviously pre-recorded, and even Kamala Harris almost accidentally referred to it as a recording and a slip-up in her response instead of a live broadcast. But reports are that he's on tons of pain meds for something. I don't know what. I don't know if he had a fall. I don't know if he had a stroke. I don't know if they took away the medicine that was keeping him alive and he's just slowly dying in this kind of pull the plug way. But the man's on his way out. And this resignation, or withdrawal rather, is a better term, because he hasn't resigned the presidency yet. This withdrawal that we heard about on Sunday really did seem like a soft coup. Now, there's a lot of variables to consider, however. The soft coup is exciting and there's evidence for it. But keep in mind, folks, that Donald Trump, almost a month ago, immediately after the debate performance on June 27th, said that Joe Biden had made the decision to withdraw from the race. And said that it was going to be Kamala. And that's what happened. That's exactly what ended up happening. And so we've been reporting on this for the last month or so and covering this. Everybody's been talking about it. It seems like there was a civil war and a schism between the Democratic Party and the Biden regime, the Biden campaign. But it's very possible that Joe Biden did actually make this decision to withdraw from the race immediately after this disastrous debate performance, and that Hunter and Jill came in to oversee the transition. I know there's been reports that she's been snapping and losing her temper and wanting to keep him in. He called in very angrily, said he was going to stay in the race. They called all the governors, said that they were going to stay in the race. They insisted they were going to stay in the race, but that's kind of the thing that you do when you don't want to shock fear or inspire fear in the hearts of the American people, and you want to ensure that campaign funding and donations continue to come in, right? I mean, if he knew that Kamala Harris was going to be the candidate, that he was going to endorse Kamala Harris, that they were setting up Kamala for success after his withdrawal from this race, and that he would be able to transfer the funds from their ticket to her new ticket legally, then doesn't it make sense that you would act like everything is fine until the last possible moment? If I had to guess ultimately what happened, my guess in retrospect is that Joe Biden had this disastrous performance, made the decision within a week or so that he was going to see how things went. Maybe I'll resign, maybe I won't. His family pushed him to stay in, namely Hunter and Jill, because Jill loves living in the White House, and Hunter obviously needs his dad to be president if he expects to be pardoned, although I'm sure that will happen before the end of his presidency. And they continued to just test whether or not this was going to work. They did some polling. They got some new data. They listened to their advisors and eventually, I think, just made the decision that it was going to be impossible for Joe Biden to be victorious. Yesterday, we saw that Google search results for "Is Biden dead?" surged past the term "donate to Kamala," which is absolutely fascinating. Google search requests for "Is Biden dead?" have surged past "donate to Kamala" amid growing speculation over Joe Biden's whereabouts since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Sunday. And the issue, it's almost irrelevant whether or not he's dead for one reason. If the American people don't know whether or not the president of the United States is dead, then he might as well be. And that's not a call to violence. I mean, practically speaking, he might as well be dead if no one sees him, if no one hears from him. If when they hear from him, they can't tell whether or not it's really him, he doesn't show his face at all, something is terribly wrong. And I know for the duration of Biden's presidency, something has always been terribly wrong, namely the fact that we had somebody struggling with dementia as the president of the United States. But if the entire population, if the entire civilization of all of our citizens are wondering whether or not this guy is even alive, there is no way in hell that his doctor was telling the truth when he released a report yesterday that Joe Biden is in good health and performing his presidential duties. And so I think the deal that was cut before this weekend was that Joe Biden would agree to withdraw as long as the Democratic machine fought like hell for him to remain the president until the inauguration in January. Because I think that was the main concern. If he would have withdrawn from the race immediately after that debate performance, when the entire mediascape narrative was centered around his cognitive decline, which was on stage on June 27th. The entire conversation was that he'd lost his mind. He was no longer functioning. He wasn't sharp. Obviously something was wrong with Joe. Obviously he's sick. He even tweeted that he was sick. Then he would have had to resign the presidency at the same time. So they had to wait and create a buffer period between that dismal, disastrous performance on the debate stage and his withdrawal. Otherwise, a resignation would be forced using the Constitution to remove an incapable president from the office of the presidency. And so I think the deal that has been worked out over the course of the last 30 days or so, really 2 to 3 weeks, has been, okay, I'll withdraw from this race. You'll get your candidate. We'll save the party. We'll save the country, as they think. Even though they're lying when they even say that they think that. They just want to control the country. That's what they mean by save it for ourselves. As long as this Democratic machine, all the leaders, all the donors, all the media outlets promise that they will fight brutally hard against my resignation or pushes for my resignation or motions to remove me from office before January. But I still think that he's on his last legs, literally. And I think that he is not going to be the president of the United States through November 5th of this year. I think we are going to see a president, Kamala Harris, before November 5th. I think it's possible that she doesn't even win in the convention next month. I'm not sure how it legally works with the delegates that she's been assigned. We'll see what happens. But when you have Barack Obama coming out in his statements and talking about a fair and open convention process, it seems to me that some of the major political players are seeing a path different than a path toward Kamala. Now, Nancy Pelosi, other major ones have come out and endorsed Kamala. She's got the momentum as somebody who was on this ticket, but she's not an incumbent because she's not the sitting president of the United States. She might become an incumbent before next month, but it's not enough momentum for her to carry through and win. And she was among the least popular candidates in the primary in the 2020 election cycle. Now, we know that basically everyone who voted for Joe Biden, if they weren't dead or fake ballots, really didn't vote for Joe Biden so much as they voted against Donald Trump. So maybe it doesn't matter who the Democratic candidate is. Maybe it doesn't matter at all who they run against Trump because none of their base is actually voting for any of their candidates. Instead, their base is actually voting against Donald Trump, voting against patriotism, voting against populism, voting against America First as they fight desperately for globalism. But I want to show you this clip of the cruise ready of Joe Biden calling in for a couple of minutes yesterday.
Mr. President, thank you for calling in today. Over to you.
Julie, if I didn't have COVID, I'd be sitting there with you, standing there with you. I'm so proud of what you've all done. And but this COVID, I don't think they keep me out of people's hair for the next 3 or 4 days. But I'm going to be on the road, and I'm not going anywhere. I know yesterday's news is surprising, and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I'm hoping you'll give every bit of your heart and soul that you gave to me to Kamala. And I want you to know, I won't be on the ticket, but I'm still going to be fully, fully engaged. I've got 6 months left in my presidency. I'm determined to get as much done as I possibly can, both foreign policy and domestic policy. I'll be doing whatever Kamala wants me or needs me to do in addition. So let me be real clear.
Doesn't he sound like he had a stroke?
We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere. And I want you to know you've always had my back, and I promise you, I will always have your back. And I'm anxious for you all to hear from Kamala. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Julie. You're the best.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call, and we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do.
She shakes her head.
Family to us.
I don't know if you can rewind it 10 seconds, but body language experts, it's a hallmark thing.
On the call,
for you to shake your head when you're lying, nod your head when you're telling the truth.
You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill.
You don't shake your head on a positive assertion.
They truly are like family to us. And we just everybody.
You say we love Joe and Jill.
Right?
You shake your head when you say something negative, like I really don't want that guy to be in office. You don't say I really don't want that guy to be in office. Like you have to look to see if the gestures match the positive or negative aspects of the comment. We love Joe and Jill. They're like family. I'm not a hostage. It wasn't a soft coup. It wasn't a soft coup. maniacal, and all of the pieces are falling into place right now before our eyes for them to try to steal this election, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be too big to rig. I hope so anyway. It's going to be hell if Donald Trump doesn't win this election for so many reasons, on so many different levels, in so many different ways. But we see that despite the fact that Microsoft is ditching its business-critical DEI team as the woke wave begins to unravel. This has happened to Tractor Supply thanks to the heroic work of Robbie Starbuck and other companies that he's called out for this as well. These companies are firing their DEI departments because they cost money, they bring zero value, they only bring trouble and alienate employees and customers. I mean, look what DEI has done to Star Wars. That's the biggest, that's all you really need to see to know that diversity, equity, and inclusion is just trash, is what happened. You can almost see it over the decades where you go back and you watch the first Star Wars from what was it, 77, it's A New Hope. It's great. Empire Strikes Back, great. Then Return of the Jedi is good. I wouldn't say great. They obviously wanted to sell a lot of toys, and so they had the Ewoks involved, and it was kind of silly, but it was still pretty darn good. Then you have George Lucas bring the whole series back in the early 2000s, and it's okay. The script's better than the production. They made some bizarre decisions. But then Disney buys it, and they systematically proceed to totally ruin it because of the ideology behind the writing. So instead of this being a story of the hero's journey and a young man reaching self-actualization, and despite the fact that genetically he was lined up to be perhaps one of the most evil people in the world because his father was Darth Vader of all people, the most famous villains in the history of cinema, he chose and insisted to be good, the message being, you are the captain of your fate. You are the master of your soul. You can choose to be good despite where you come from. And yes, you might have characteristics and talents that are genetically given to you, that are genetically part of your fate and your destiny, but your character and your soul are inherently pure. And as long as you don't allow them to be corrupted, you can overcome a galactic empire despite all odds, even your own genetic disposition. I mean, it was a story about the hero's journey against all odds. And then it became, with these new reboots under Disney, a story about, hey, a girl can learn how to be a better Jedi in 2 weeks than the trained evil villain. And even the villain changed to this feminine version, or he's wearing the mask for no reason and it's ridiculous, and he's like emo and he's whiny and he's weak and he's tearful all the time, and he's just a kind of a brat who kills his own father, compared to Darth Vader, who is so much more of a meaningful villain because he chose to go to the dark side with good intentions. He chose to go to the dark side because he wanted to bring his dead wife back to life, and he wanted to bring his dead mother back to life, and he thought that the dark side had the power to cure death. And that says something about the nature of evil. That says something about what we're supposed to be careful and guard against. This notion of Machiavellianism, is it okay? Does the end justify the means? Is it okay to do the wrong thing for the right reasons? Is it okay to turn to the dark side, to sell out a little bit here and there, to compromise our character a little bit here and there, to work with and align with evil people here and there if we have good intentions in the end? That's what it means. That's what's so powerful about this story. And there's a case to be made for, was Darth Vader actually right? Obviously, terrible villain. Obviously, he wasn't right if you really study it. But it's a much more compelling case than just a stupid boy who's mad that his dad wasn't home long enough, whining and crying and wearing a fake mask, all while some woman just decides that she wants to be strong in the Force and knows how to use a lightsaber within 2 weeks. I mean, it was just DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion crap. And then it's propagated to this point now where they're complaining, we don't care if the audience even likes the show, The Acolyte. Where literally in the trailer, they just do a collectivist, and I don't know if Dan has the clip, sorry Dan, to throw a curveball at you. They just do a collectivist rant in The Acolyte I can't remember what the words were, but it's just like we instead of I. It's collectivism versus individualism. And nobody watched the show because it was trash. Nobody watched any of the action. Nobody participated in it, and they're still pushing it, and it's literally wrecking Disney. I mean, they got so much money because of the theme parks. They've got so much great legacy content that Disney's going to be okay. They don't actually even need to make any new content in order to survive. And I don't mean to go on this huge just rant about Star Wars and DEI as a distraction, but it's so relevant because it propagates across our entire culture and civilization in a way that could ultimately lead to the death of the United States of America. These are just the symptoms of an underlying Marxist philosophy. So Microsoft's removing its DEI team, among others, but we still see big tech is bought and paid for when Democrats are pushing Google to promote authoritative sources, collaborate with government on AI overviews for election and health topics. Setting the stage for election interference. They talk all day about Russian interference in our elections, Russian collusion, misinformation, disinformation, how freedom of speech is a threat to democracy, how democracy is a threat to democracy, frankly, when they have a candidate running for office who was not elected by any Democratic voter in a primary, likely to be the nominee. Congressman Adam Schiff, who I also challenged to a lawful duel under Texas Penal Code 22.06 of California, has intensified his scrutiny of Google's management of AI technologies, particularly its AI overview, which summarizes top web pages, but has been prone to errors, raising concerns about its tendency to spread misinformation. Let me tell you something, folks. Do you think Adam Schiff, or any of these leftists care at all about misinformation? Do you think that they're in the halls of Congress or the Senate just for the sake of ensuring that people are well-informed and there's a transparent government, a transparent process in our legislation, in our leadership, in our wars, in our genocides? I mean, frankly, Adam Schiff is probably one of the most evil people in the history of our leadership, but with his involvement on the January 6th committee, his incessant lies after lies. But it's not just because he's a leftist. We have had terrible leaders on the right as well, from the Mitch McConnells to the Dan Crenshaws and others. So I'm no friend of our leaders in the right either. I don't believe that much of the political establishment, much of the political class believes in truth or transparency at all. And so whenever I hear them talk about misinformation and concerns about big tech and freedom of speech, what they're really saying is we're concerned that we are unable to censor the public, that we are unable to totally control the narrative, that we are unable to manipulate what people think, that we are unable to conduct a waterproof, airtight psychological operation on the American people to ensure and guarantee the political outcome we have desired for ourselves. I mean, these people have their goals written down. They know what they want. They know what they need. And they're just trying to figure out how to plug up any of the vulnerabilities in their plan to totally subjugate humanity and conglomerate all political power. Folks, we'll get into more news on the other side. Make sure in the meantime that you visit InfoWarsStore.com. It's now more important than ever that you keep us on the air by getting things like organic ashwagandha with black pepper or Joint Relief Max. Any of the InfoWars MD line, amazing products, not an expense. They are an investment in your health. And we need freedom of speech. We need this broadcast, not just for the sake of InfoWars, but for the sake of our country, for the sake of humanity itself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now to be the reason we are still on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 Patriot shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Through the lens of the American Journal, Chase Geyser captures the mosaic of American life.
Chair now recognizes Mr. Fallon from Texas.
How did a 20-year-old loner with a week's notice pick the absolute best location to assassinate President Trump when the entire Secret Service missed it? Director Cheadle, in your leadership, your agency got outsmarted and outmaneuvered by a 20-year-old. How can we have any confidence that you could stop a trained professionals from a nefarious nation state?
Those are absolutely questions that we need to have.
I know they're questions, but the fact of the matter is we can't have that confidence. Director, do you have the ability personally, and do you have the authority to beef up security of any of your protectees?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So were you also aware there was a credible threat President Trump was facing? He was facing a heightened security threat due to a foreign adversary?
Yes.
Okay. So given that there was an increased threat to President Trump's life, was he provided a full security complement akin to what a sitting U.S. president would receive?
He was provided a full complement of security based on the threat assessment that we had.
That's not my question.
And the venue.
My question is, if he'd been the sitting president, would he have had the same security he had on July 13th or would have been beefed up?
There is a difference between the sitting president.
So your answer is he didn't.
And continuity of government and the responsibility that we
have. So he did not. Okay, there wasn't a CAT team, a full CAT team on site. There wasn't counter-surveillance teams on site. But this is the thing. You just said you had the ability to beef up the security. You knew about the threat, and you didn't. And that's as telling as it is chilling. We have satellite images from the Butler Fairgrounds. Have you visited the site?
No, I have not.
9 days and you have not visited the site. You should have been there that night. Did you talk to, that evening, did you talk to the team, the heroes that surrounded the president? Did you call them that night?
They were still operational working.
So that's an answer is no. Did you call them the next day?
The president. Yes, I spoke with
them. You called them the very next day, not the day of, or was it 72 hours after?
I don't know the timeline, but I spoke with them.
Okay, because you're under oath.
Immediately following.
I think it was 72 hours after. You waited 3 days. What is immediately clear is that there are a number of structures that need to be secured. Of these, Director, other than the first, you know, immediate four, what's the most dangerous site that should have been secured? Because, you know, security 101, you got to mitigate the high ground.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what the next most dangerous site, what was the closest structure to the president, other than the four immediate ones that you had your counter-sniper teams on?
There are a number of structures around that event site.
You know who the shooter knew? The shooter has visited the site two more times than you have. And he had a drone, and he picked the AGR building. So you said, do you remember in an ABC interview you did that you didn't have people on the roof of the AGR building because you were worried about safety because of the slope?
I recall that statement.
Okay. Does the Secret Service have written policy you can share with us about slope roofs?
No.
Okay. So why'd you act like there was one? Because is it your practice to comment on enormous events of enormous national implications when you're ignorant of the facts? That's rhetorical. So here's this thing with the slopes. You go all the way up to like 1812. You can go to a 112, which is about as flat as you can get without it being completely flat. And you're saying that there was a danger, safety concern there. But the problem is, Director, you put your counter snipers on a 312 roof, which is steeper than the 112. And by the way, the 112 is ADA compliant. You can build a ramp for a wheelchair on a 112 roof. So these are nothing but pathetic excuses, and they make no sense, and they're a bunch of cow dung. All the law enforcement I've spoken with over the last 9 days are amazed that the AGR rooftop was not secure. And you want to know why? Because it's dangerous. I have never had any long gun training in my life. I own an AR-15, and last time I shot it one time my whole life. It was 6 years ago. That is until Saturday, where we recreated the events in Savoy, Texas, where you recreated what happened to Butler. I was lying prone on a slope roof at 130 yards at 6:30 at night. And I knew that he had a scope. I didn't know what kind, red dot or magnified. So I shot 8 rounds from both. You know what the result was? 15 out of 16 kill shots. And the one I missed would have hit the president's ear. That's a 94% success rate. And that shooter was a better shot than me. It is a miracle President Trump wasn't killed. Corey, compared, Torrey's life is over because that damn shooter made it on the roof. And it wasn't the roof that was dangerous. It was the nut job on top of the roof. You know what else is dangerous? I believe your horrifying ineptitude and your lack of skilled leadership is a disgrace. Your obfuscating today is shameful. And you should be fired immediately and go back to Garden Doritos. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Chair recognizes, gentleman yields back. Chair now recognizes Mr.
Fowler. We had an amazing congressional hearing yesterday. Cheadle obviously covering something up. I knew it was going to be bad. It was worse than I even possibly imagined. And there's other video in the context of her testimony yesterday, which makes this even more alarming than you could possibly imagine. Breaking 9/11 posted this new video shows Secret Service perch at Trump's Butler rally had full view of the roof where the shooter carried out the assassination attempt. It looks like they might have even had this same line of sight. But check this out. This is clip 23. And then after that, we'll go right into clip 15. Right there. Look at that. Oh, so he was sitting right there on the roof, and they had this beautiful window view, and they must just not have been looking out the window. They must just not have been paying attention that day. Absolutely unbelievable the degree level of incompetence displayed here. And incompetence is even the right word. This is just malice. This is complacence or complicity. Like, they were just complicit in the assassination attempt of the president. This is clip number 15 here. Representative Eli Crane on the roof where the shooter fired at Trump.
All right, guys, I'm up here on the building where the supposed sniper took his shot. It's not that steep at all. We just had a 70-year-old man back here climb up on the roof easily. See that water tower behind me? Had Secret Service or anybody had sniper teams up there, this guy wouldn't have made it 5 feet up this roof. He would have been taken out. Behind me, you see the windows that Secret Service was supposedly in the second floor.
Those are the windows we were just looking through.
Makes you wonder why they weren't able to quickly dispatch the individual. And then behind me, back over here where those red roofs are, that's where the stage was set up. That's where the president was giving his speech from. A lot of questions here in Butler, but we look forward to doing oversight and getting to the bottom of it and making sure it never happens again.
So we're going to dive more into clips in the next segment and over the course of the next hour or so. From the congressional hearing yesterday, it was hours upon hours long. We watched the whole thing. We found all the best clips. There were historic moments, but just an astounding display of covering up, defensiveness, misinformation, disinformation, misleading from Cheadle there. I knew she was bad, but I didn't know she was evil until I saw this yesterday. I knew she was incompetent, but I didn't know she was complicit until I saw this yesterday. This is going to go down in history as one of the most terrible acts of betrayal, I think, of the American people. And what boggles my mind the most about this is, why is it that you would have a situation in our political climate, dynamic system, however you want to phrase it, where a person's political opponent is ultimately responsible for determining the security of that person? I mean, keep in mind, we've got Joe Biden, then Mayorkas, Mayorkas, then Cheadle, Cheadle, then Donald Trump, protecting Donald Trump. It's all of the world's supervillains responsible for protecting the person that everybody on their side wants dead. Something is incredibly screwed up. I think if you're a former president of the United States, especially, you should have unilateral legislative control over who your own security is. There should be a guaranteed minimum budget amount relative to other leaders, or it should just be matched to what the president is. It's remarkable to me that this happened. It wasn't just incompetence. It was an inside job, folks. The only thing they really messed up is that they missed their shot. More on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has True Nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions and coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning, and tomorrow morning Harrison Smith will be back in studio next week. I want to go straight to clip number 10 here. We're going to cover this hearing yesterday with Secret Service SS Director Cheadle, where she says that she knows how many shell casings were on the shooter's roof, but she refuses to tell the committee. This is clip number 10.
You keep referring to the FBI. When asked how many shell casings were on the roof, you referred to the FBI. When asked if there were explosives in the car, you referred to the FBI. When asked if Crooks was acting alone, you referred to the FBI. See a common theme here? I can go on and on. My question is, who at the FBI should I speak with? Wait for it. Wait for it.
The FBI is responsible for the criminal
investigation. Is there a name?
I'm not certain.
I'm not certain. All right, here we go. I'm not certain. I don't know. Let me ask a different question. Have you been in communication with the FBI?
Yes, I have.
With whom?
I speak with the director and the deputy director.
Okay. And what have they shared with you about this investigation? So I'll give you an opportunity to answer again. Did they share with you how many shell casings were on the roof?
They have shared with me the...
Did they share with you how many shell casings were on the roof?
Yes.
Okay. How many were there?
I would refer to the FBI for
how many were there
and their information that they need to share in their investigation.
So they've shared the information with you. You just don't want to share the information with us, correct?
We have concurrent investigations that are going on.
So they have shared this information with you. You know the answer to the question. You just refuse to answer the question from the member of Congress who has subpoenaed you to be here. Is there a different answer to that question?
I was always willing to come here and testify before this oversight hearing.
Beautiful. Then let's do that. Let's for once have your actions match your words. So you've been in communication with the FBI. You know the answers and you refuse to tell us the answers. So I will ask you again. You know how many shell casings were on that roof. What is the answer to that question?
I think it's pertinent.
What is the answer to that question?
I think it's pertinent to talk to you about the information that the Secret Service has and that the Secret Service knows related to
the events. I'm asking you an answer to the question. If you're supposed to be in charge, if the buck stops with you, how come you can't share the answers? What are you covering up? What are you hiding, my friend?
I'm not covering anything up.
Then why can't you answer a simple question?
I would leave it to the criminal investigation to answer questions related to that.
Now, here's Cheadle admitting to the United States, or admitting that the United States Secret Service does not have radio comms recordings from July 13th, all in the context of mentioning that they do sometimes, typically, record radio comms. But for some reason on the 13th, they've got nothing. Absolutely terrifying here. This is nine. Clip number nine, please.
Does the Secret Service routinely record communications between and amongst detail?
Radio communications?
Any communication.
Email communications are captured, as well as text messages. And then, depending on the detail, radio communications are recorded.
Does the Secret Service have recorded communications from the July 13th event?
We do not have radio communications from that day.
Absolutely unbelievable. In this day and age, that you wouldn't have radio communications recorded. It's unfathomable. Even just for the sake of history, you would think that that would be the kind of thing that would be recorded and, you know, if declassified years later, saved in the Library of Congress. So 100 or 200 years from now, people could go back when they write their dissertations about 21st century U.S. politics. They could actually cite and use radio comms and play the recordings and make documentaries. Like, it's just a no-brainer that you would do that. And so I think they had them, and I think they deleted them, or they're pretending they didn't have them. There's no way. You're telling me that the NSA, the entity that's been found, proven by Edward Snowden, to record all of our webcam footage, all of our cell phone microphones, all of our cell phone cams, all of our text messages, all of our emails, all the microphones, even when our phone is off, and all of our devices are recording everything we say, saving it into a database that's being analyzed by AI and others for keywords to determine whether or not there's a threat. You're telling me that they record everything in the United States of America except for the radio communications of Secret Service the day that there's an assassination attempt on the life of President Trump. I mean, even AOC, if not accidentally, asked some very telling questions, very interesting questions. I couldn't believe that from AOC we saw this level of reason and competence. It was very unprecedented. This is clip number 14.
You established earlier that the building upon which the shooter operated from was outside of that established perimeter, correct, for the Butler, Pennsylvania event?
It was outside of our secure perimeter, yes.
Now, that that building was, I believe, 500. How far away was that building from the president?
It was approximately 200 yards.
200 yards. Now, the individual used an AR-15 in order to act out his assassination attempt. An AR-15 has a range of about 400 to 600 yards. My question is, why does the Secret Service perimeter, why is the Secret Service protective perimeter shorter than one of the most popular semi-automatic weapons in the United States?
There are a number of weapons out there with a number of ranges. Again, an advance was completed. The determination of the perimeter, I'm not going to speak to specifics, but there are a number of factors that are taken into account when we determine our perimeter. Some of it has to do with terrain. Some of it has to do with buildings. Some of it has to do with assets and resources that are available.
And so what I'm hearing is that a perimeter was not established outdoors in an outdoor venue that would prevent an AR-15, which is one of the most common weapons used in mass shootings, from being able to be within the range of Secret Service protection.
A perimeter was established, and even though there were buildings that were outside of that perimeter, it wasn't just that building. There were a number of buildings in the area, and there was...
Wait. So you're telling me that the most common firearm, most common rifle in the United States of America has a range of somewhere between 400 to 1,200 yards, and they didn't establish a perimeter in an outside event that would take that into consideration? Let alone the vantage point that we showed with the rooftop videos on the roof and from the window where the Secret Service was allegedly stationed. A great question from AOC there. Maybe she was thinking or trying to angle how dangerous AR-15s are, but it ultimately ended up being a very good question. This is clip number 16. Pat Fallon, how did a 20-year-old loner with a week's notice pick the absolute best location to assassinate the former president, Donald Trump? You got to see this.
How did a 20-year-old loner with a week's notice pick the absolute best location to assassinate President Trump when the entire Secret Service missed it? Director Cheadle, in your leadership, your agency got outsmarted and outmaneuvered by a 20-year-old. How can we have any confidence that you could stop a trained professionals from a nefarious nation state?
Those are absolutely questions that we need to have.
I know they're questions, but the fact of the matter is we can't have that confidence. Director, do you have the ability personally, and do you have the authority to beef up security of any of your protectees?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So were you also aware there was a credible threat President Trump was facing? He was facing a heightened security threat to a foreign adversary?
Yes.
Okay. So given that there was an increased threat to President Trump's life, was he provided a full security complement akin to what a sitting U.S. president would receive?
He was provided a full complement of security based on
ultimately when push comes to shove
that we had.
It's obvious after all the questioning that there was a cover up, that Secret Service knew this was going to happen, or at least allowed it to happen intentionally. And I think Nancy Mace said it best here in clip number 21.
My first question, both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft your resignation letter, yes or no?
No, thank you.
Was this a colossal failure?
It was a failure.
Yes or no? Was it a colossal failure is the question, yes or no?
I have admitted this is a terrible...
This is a yes or no series of questions. Was this a colossal failure, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th, yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest. Mr.
Unbelievable. We're going to show you some clips of Marjorie Taylor Greene's line of questioning, too, as well on the other side. Stick with us, folks. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason we're still on the air, and stay tuned for more news and then your calls in the final hour today.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, it's the American Journal. I am Chase Geyser. For the first few minutes here of this hour, I want to show you the entirety of Marjorie Taylor Greene's line of questioning. Then we're going to go to a short break. We're going to wrap up with a 30-second clip on the other side of the break with her final just sort of nail in the coffin for Cheadle. And then we're going to move on to other news. Right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Recognizes Miss Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Miss Cheadle, I'd like to remind you that you're under oath. The site team has a senior supervisor, an advanced team, a protective intelligence team, a counter-sniper element, and detail. Who was the agent in charge? How long has she been the agent in charge? And what is her Secret Service background?
So I'm not going to provide a name.
Why not? You're here to answer our questions.
Forum. I'm not going to provide names.
You stated in your testimony, you said, I am here today to answer your questions.
That is correct.
Answer the question.
I'm not going to provide names of our personnel.
Why not?
Today.
The American people are demanding these answers from you today, Ms. Cheadle.
I will do the best to provide you accurate information based on the facts that I have at this time.
You're not answering our questions. The advanced element coordinates with other intel or law enforcement partners, identifies threats and weaknesses at the sites and movements. We'd like a copy of the advanced report. Have you brought it here with you today?
We will comply with the request for the documentation that has been requested.
When will that be, Ms. Cheadle? Because you should have brought it today.
I am certain that our personnel are working on obtaining all of that document.
I don't believe you, and neither do the people watching this hearing. You're not doing well, as Mr. Moskowitz informed you. You have been sitting here for over 3 hours, and I have you know the entire country is demanding you resign and demanding that you be fired if you do not resign. Things are not going well for you. You need to answer the questions. Was there a protective intelligence team, and what technical resources were utilized for that event, specifically drone or helicopter assets?
There were a number of technical assets that were deployed for that event, and there was a protective intelligence team that was assigned to that event.
Why was Crooks able to fly a drone over the entire area the day of the rally and the day of his assassination attempt?
To my knowledge, he did not fly the drone over the entire area.
How did he fly a drone over the area, period? Any part of the area?
Again, I would have to go back and check the timeline of when that took place and when the event...
Why didn't you bring the timeline with you today to answer our questions?
I don't have all of the answers on the timelines based on the criminal investigation.
Were you not prepared today to answer our questions?
I am prepared to answer the questions based on the information and wanted to be able to provide.
Do you have a timeline from any of the day?
I have a timeline that does not have specifics.
That's shocking. That is absolutely unacceptable. That means you are a failure at your job. Let's talk about things that are prohibited in Trump rallies. And I've been to a lot of Trump rallies. Backpacks and bags. Bicycles, firearms, any type of weapon or any other item determined to be a potential safety hazard, like a range finder would be one. At 5:10, Crooks is first observed by one of the snipers, AGR Sniper 1, at the building. 5:10, President Trump was shot in the face at 6:11 p.m. 5:28, AGR Sniper 1 takes a picture of a bicycle and two bags. Those belong to Crooks. 5:32, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks looking at his phone and using a rangefinder. 5:55, Butler ESU Command confirms receipt of photos and states they have been relayed on. 6:05 p.m., AGR Sniper 1.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. We're going to wrap up the coverage of the congressional hearing yesterday about the assassination attempt on Trump and Secret Service's failures, not failures in their security protocol, but their failure at the attempt of Donald Trump's life. I just want to wrap up with this 35-second clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene really just bringing it in on the Kim Cheadle interrogation yesterday. Let's go ahead and run it.
Was there a stand-down order, Ms. Cheadle?
No.
Was there a conspiracy to kill President Trump?
Absolutely not.
Then how did this happen? And why are you still sitting here not turning in your letter of resignation?
Last question, but please answer, and then I'll recognize Ms. Presley. Please answer the question.
That is what we are investigating to determine.
We're waiting for your letter. We are waiting for your letter of resignation. And you really need to consider doing that before you leave today.
Chair now recognizes Ms. Presley from Massachusetts.
Unbelievable. Apparently even Raskin signed a document calling for her resignation after yesterday's hearing. So this is bipartisan. Everybody thinks that this woman should no longer be in the position that she's in. And the only reason I can think of that she's still in the job at all is that Mayorkas is trying to keep her quiet. He knows that as soon as he fires her, he no longer has any leverage over her. And then she becomes a security risk and that she could become a whistleblower regarding the details, nature of what really happened. So she is covering up right now for Mayorkas, for her own actions, for this assassination attempt because she wants to keep her job. But she knew this was going to happen, I believe. The Secret Service knew this was going to happen. Not all the agents, not all of them, obviously. When you have a conspiracy like this, you include the fewest amount of people possible in order to keep it just airtight and less vulnerable to exposure and being compromised or undermined. But I think Cheadle knew. I think Mayorkas knew. I think there was a stand down order. Just a handful of people had to know in order for this to come about. The reason they don't have the radio comms is because they identified the suspicious person. She admitted that they identified the suspicious person for what was it, as long as 30 minutes, over 20 minutes? Apparently they knew he was suspicious before Donald Trump even took the stage. He was allowed to take the stage.
This person is being cited with a firearm, identified by law enforcement, witnessed by law enforcement who climbed the ladder, identified by the crowd. People are pointing at him saying, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof. Nothing is done for minute after minute after minute. If they couldn't stop the shooter, the least they could have done is gotten Donald Trump off the stage. This was a coup. This was an inside job. They tried, the deep state specifically, the Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the FBI, they tried to kill President Trump. You could talk about Iran all day long. You can talk about lone shooters all day long. You talk about Antifa all day long. But when push comes to shove, this was an inside job. The deep state, just like they killed John F. Kennedy in 1963, attempted to take the life of Donald J. Trump. And why is it that everybody seems to be conducting an investigation as to what happened on July 13th, except for the entities responsible for conducting an investigation? We hear nothing from the Secret Service. We hear nothing from the DHS. We hear nothing from the Department of Justice. We hear nothing from the CIA. We hear nothing from the FBI. But we see reports after reports of independent journalists going on the roof. We see report after report of independent journalists identifying the cell phone data. I mean, I'm not sure if any of you guys saw this, but somebody actually did an analysis of the cell phone data and was able to track where the shooter had been going in recent weeks, where other people who had been visiting his home or place of work had been going. He realized somebody had been visiting him at either work or home and then repeatedly going to D.C., yeah, the FBI headquarters, apparently, based on the advertising cellular data. We don't know who that person was, but why is it that somebody is visiting the deep state repeatedly and then visiting this would-be assassin repeatedly in the weeks leading up to this assassination attempt? He's identified as a suspicious person. He's able to fly a drone over this event. They're making up lies about the slant roof, sloped roof thing. She's not answering any questions, and then she's using the excuse that it's only been 9 days to the event when they knew probably 90 days before the event that all of this was going to play out. This was an inside job, and I want to see heads roll. I'm not calling for literal violence. I mean, politically, I want to see heads roll politically for this. There need to be prosecutions. She needs to be fired and prosecuted. There need to be investigations. I hope Donald Trump wins on November 5th, if not for... just for the reason that in January, when he is inaugurated, the storm will really come. I want to see Donald Trump bring these people to justice for the first time since the establishment of the military-industrial complex during and after World War II. I want to see all of these people go to prison before they go straight to hell. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable to me that this happens time and time again, decade after decade. Project Mockingbird, MK Ultra, Vietnam, Kennedy assassination, Reagan shot, CIA coups taking over, both the Bushes, war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq over weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, 9/11 stand downs, Pearl Harbor stand downs, over and over again. How many more times are we going to fall for it before heads are going to roll? I mean, seriously. How many more times are we going to fall for this before heads are going to roll? I want to see Mayorkas in prison. I want to see both the Bidens in prison, probably Jill too, for covering up for her son being a pedophile, which is illegal in Delaware. I want to see Cheadle in prison. I want to see all of these leftists in prison, not because I disagree with their political persuasion, but because I disagree with their acts of treason over and over again, clearly a crime in the Constitution of the United States of America. But in the name of democracy, they send all of our money to Nazis in Ukraine, despite the fact that Ukraine canceled all of its elections, and it's apparently the democracy. I mean, Russia has more elections than Ukraine these days. And in the name of democracy, they're running a candidate who was not elected in a primary. It wouldn't be the first time that they did this. Remember when they pushed Bernie out in 2016 for Hillary? This is going to blow back in their face so hard. The Democratic Party is the least democratic party of any of the parties in the history of politics in the United States of America. The Democratic Party is the party of tyranny. And the only time they avow democracy, the only time they talk about how much they love democracy is because they know that it's conducive to their success to use that rhetoric, and because they know that the leading cause of tyranny itself is democracy. Every single tyranny has started out as democracy in the history of our civilization. It is only a constitutional republic which is designed to be a stalwart and an obstacle to this tyranny. I am so sick, and I was, you know, I like Donald Trump. I don't even just like him. I love Donald Trump. But I was disappointed. He made that epic, famous statement where he said, last week I took a bullet for democracy. And I know that he means well, and he's using the colloquial sense of the term democracy. But to hell with democracy. This is not a democracy. The word isn't mentioned once in our Constitution. This is a constitutional republic with democratic processes. But it is not a democracy. Screw democracy. I hate democracy. If we need to overcome anything in this country, it is democracy, because that is the rule of the mob over the rights of the individual. I mean, you want to see a video of democracy? Maybe the crew can pull up the famous video of Rodney King, where the majority of people in that video decided that it was right to beat up the minority in that video. Not a minority by race, but a minority by virtue of being an individual. That's what democracy looks like. It looks like the mob beating the crap out of an individual. In a democracy, if most people don't want you to have a gun, they vote on it. You can't have a gun. Sorry, no rights. But a constitutional republic recognizes the inalienable rights of individuals despite what the mob thinks. And it doesn't allow for a simple majority to simply overcome and compromise all of your rights. That's democracy right there. Vast majority of people in that video wanted to beat the hell out of him. That's democracy. They all put it to a vote and decided this is what we're going to do. You want to talk about democracy? No. We have inalienable rights given to us at birth by God himself, at conception by God himself. And no mob, no number of people, even if it's 99.9999% of people, has the right to vote away your rights. To hell with democracy. And let's just see for a second what democracy has done in places like California. Most democratic state of the union, probably. Democratic, leftist, socialist, left coast, California. Where now they've passed legislation where if your children are in public school, none of the teachers or administrators of that school can tell the parents legally that your child is identifying as transgender. And now they could even be legally providing your child with puberty blockers, hormone therapy, resources for transition to another sex without even telling you. Just look at what they did to Elon Musk here in clip 3.
What happened to one of my older boys, where I was... I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. I was told, Xavier might commit suicide if he did.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil. And I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison. That's so I was tricked into doing this. It wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
All right. So the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead, killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty, and lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
join the club.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know why Elon Musk bought Twitter, turned it into X? Probably because they killed his son. But that's democracy for you. Meanwhile, Biden says that democracy is on the ballot, your freedom is on the ballot. This is clip five.
As we begin this election year, we must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot. Yes, we'll be voting on many issues. On the freedom to vote and have your vote counted. On the freedom of choice. The freedom to have a fair shot. The freedom from fear. And we'll debate and disagree. Without democracy, no progress is possible. Think about it. The alternative to democracy is dictatorship. The rule of one, not the rule of we, the people.
Well, democracy may be on the ballot, but the republic is too. And I'm voting for the republic. I will choose a republic over democracy every single time. Thank God Joe Biden is not the candidate. It would have been nice if he was candidate because it would have been easier for Trump to win. But thank God he's done. He's out. He'll never have a political career ever again. I don't think he's even going to draw breath by November 5th. And, you know, we all knew it was going to happen. Everybody really knew this was going to happen. Vivek was among the earliest to call it. Roger Stone, probably the earliest to call it. But I want to show you this clip of Vivek, clip number six, on Fox News with Kayleigh McEnany, where she asks him about his prediction, and then we'll unpack that on the other side.
Vivek, I have been dying to talk to you all day, and here is why. I spoke to you pre-debate, and you told me Biden would not be the nominee. You've been saying it over and over and over. Post-debate, I suspect you still believe that, but tell me how it plays out.
Look, I think that the reality is the managerial class around Biden has lost their use for him. This has been obvious to me since last year. Play out the incentives. He is not the strongest candidate they can put up. And these people, they have stopped at nothing to keep Donald J. Trump out of office. You think they're going to stop at this step? I think it's actually one different game they're playing, Kayleigh, is they want this to happen as late as possible into the cycle. They want it to be in the honeymoon phase of a new candidate. Initially, you get that honeymoon phase before the scrutiny comes. If that swap out comes in August or even after August, they get to put up a candidate who will not yet have had the scrutiny, keep Republicans guessing. And that's, I think, the game that's actually going on here. And the reality is, I think there's only two viable choices, really, if you think about it. The Democratic Party is wedded to identity politics. The only reason Kamala Harris got that job, frankly, is because she was a black woman. Don't take my words. Take it from the words of the Democratic Party itself, which leaves Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama. That's where I predict this plot ends, and I don't think it's going to happen particularly soon. I think it's in their incentive to wait as long as possible, and that's exactly where I think the game goes from here.
Interesting. So August, and you name two individuals. In the meantime, we need to know what's going on with our country. Troops have died overseas. That phone does ring at 3 a.m., and I don't know that Biden's answering, and we need answers.
So
do you believe that Congress should...
The next step is for them to bring him out of the race, but this is what we're left with now. This is who they're pushing now. Clip number 20. Watch this mashup of Kamala with the character from Veep. This itself could be a Trump ad.
My fellow Americans, words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because we are united. And we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Obesity is a serious disease, and it needs to be taken seriously.
You need to get to go, and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home.
I hope that clarifies the issue, and this can be the last word on those words.
Certain issues are just settled.
Clearly we're not.
No, that's right, and that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled time.
So let's hear from David Pakman. Obviously, the Democratic Party is in absolute chaos right now. They're trying to rally as quickly as possible around this new candidate. Kamala Harris, but we're not going to know for sure who the candidate's going to be, I don't think, until the convention in August, the virtual convention in August. It makes sense why they did it virtually now and why they pushed it back so late now, doesn't it? Because they knew this was going to happen months ago. It's all part of the plan, but let's see what the leftists are saying about this new chaos in clip 17.
Trump and Republicans wasted their entire convention attacking a guy who was no longer their opponent. Now, this will not be easy, but it could work. Just because Biden endorses Harris doesn't mean she has to be the nominee. I would be fine with an open process. You know, I was getting texts yesterday from other hosts and pundits and different people. Everybody saying, David, do you want an open convention or do you want Harris? Well, I would love an open convention, and I believe Kamala Harris will win the nomination. I believe that Joe Biden made a very difficult decision, but he chose what he believes ultimately is better for the country. He brought us the best COVID recovery among developed Western nations. He brought us a sustained level of low unemployment, the likes of which we've not seen for decades. He did dozens of important things that I've enumerated before. And this really epitomizes America first. This is not Trump first. This is not Biden first. And it makes it now a referendum on Trump. My colleague John actually texted me about this. He said, I think what's interesting about this is the election had become a referendum on Biden, on Biden's cognitive state, on Biden's achievements. And the fact that Trump's deranged and has a terrible record himself as president is no longer the question. This now puts it back to being a referendum on Trump and to some degree a referendum on do Democrats put someone forward that can win. Now, you are going to see over the next several weeks the opportunities for the racial gaffes and the misogynist gaffes against Kamala Harris by Trump and others. I believe that we are already seeing examples of that. The age gap, as the Republican Party is now putting forward the oldest presidential nominee in American history. I say that tongue in cheek. Of course, Biden would have been the oldest nominee if he accepted the nomination. He didn't. So indeed, Trump will now be the oldest nominee in American history. In 2 to 3 weeks.
So now age matters.
I believe it will be a completely revitalized ecosystem. It will almost be like Joe Biden never ran. Republicans are terrified. Trump is terrified.
Okay. So a lot to unpack there with Pac-Man. I'm not going to make any comments about how his eyes are way too close together. Suddenly age matters, even though it didn't just a week ago. Now they're saying it's going to be a referendum on Trump's presidency from 4 years ago, even though Kamala Harris is just as responsible, culpable, and complicit in the Biden administration's failure after failure. He misrepresents data time and time again in this video by using things like record unemployment when everybody is working 3 part-time jobs. Doesn't mention all the failures like the border, things like that. Says there's going to be an open convention and he hopes there's going to be an open convention, but he thinks Kamala's going to win. We'll see about that. I think right now what we are witnessing from the left is an attempt to influence the people to rally them behind Kamala. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to stab her in the back just like they stabbed Joe Biden in the back. They're going to drop her so fast. And I foresee a resignation from the presidency, either by death or just totally resigning from Joe Biden before this election, maybe even before this convention. I think Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States almost certainly before the election, probably even before the convention next month. And I think, I'm not positive on this one, but I really think that somehow they are going to subvert Kamala Harris as the candidate, and we're going to see somebody else pop out of this convention next month. This is a time to be alive, folks. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. Check out all of our amazing products like the Life Select Storable Food, 25-year shelf life. Get the Alexa Pure Water Filters. Get the InfoWars MD line. And be the reason that we are still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser.
There must be some kind of way. Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser. Kamala campaign sends vetting materials to slew of VP candidates with one notable exception. Kamala Harris, 2024 presidential campaign, sent vetting materials to a slew of VP candidates on Monday with one notable exception, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
So he endorses her amid BP speculation, but she's not even vetting him. Citing an unnamed source familiar with the matter, Wall Street Journal White House reporter Ken Thomas reported that several potential vice presidential picks had been contacted. Mark Kelly, who Laura Loomer just did an outstanding job of diving into some of his daughter's behavior on social media, including the use of controlled substances. She deleted her social media accounts after that reporting came out. You got to check her out. I mean, she's unleashed. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Josh Shapiro. Good luck getting the Shapiro in with all the Palestinian supporters that are on the left. Gretchen Whitmer. Oh! J.B. Pritzker. Oh! And Tim Walz. First of all, Pritzker is like the biggest shit in the world. Sorry, guys.
No. I can confirm.
I grew up in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, you're familiar with Illinois.
The worst.
He is like totally corrupt. And a lot of people don't know this.
His whole family.
He was intimately involved. First of all, if you've been a governor of Illinois.
He was intimately involved with the double cheeseburger?
Yeah. Okay. If you have been the governor of Illinois, you are statistically more likely to go to prison than if you're a high school dropout in Illinois. All right, it's that corrupt.
People, hey, Blagojevich did nothing wrong, okay?
But Pritzker, a lot of people don't know this, heavily involved in Stratton Oakmont in the beginning. Stratton Oakmont being the investment firm.
Famous by the Wolf of
Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, them, yeah.
So if he's the candidate, I mean, that level of corruption could put Chris Christie to shame. So... And Gretchen Whitmer, I mean, do they want like a dynamic duo? The two ladies just going up and just, because Gretchen Whitmer is another example that she looks like a bird. Kamala does it so much. Nikki Haley, Jill Biden, Gretchen Whitmer, all birds. Just. So if she does the Gretchen thing, I'm going to lose my mind. And the white male thing is a struggle, but I think it's going to be Mark Kelly. And I'll tell you why I think it's going to be Mark Kelly, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Biden administration, the other Democratic leaders are just talking about how exciting it is to go back to the moon again, go back to the moon again. And wasn't Mark Kelly a NASA astronaut or a NASA employee? I think they're priming it up for ramping up NASA. They want him in as the VP. They want to ramp up our space force, our satellites. They want to get themselves independent from Elon Musk's SpaceX because he's not playing ball with the political left and the globalist agenda. It's going to be Mark Kelly. She might even have to announce it before the convention in order to try to win the convention. But my bet, Mark Kelly, 100%. Can't just be any old white male. Can't be the Jewish guy. I don't have a problem with Jewish people, but there's no way that the Democrats are going to select a Jewish vice president. Gretchen Whitmer, not too much J6 fake kidnapping stuff associated with her. J.B. Pritzker, way too corrupt, but part of the Democratic machine. I mean, definitely somebody who would be connected. I don't know anything about Tim Walz. It's going to be Mark Kelly. 100%. And so, Spaceman Hero and Kamala Harris are going to run. And in this world of just no surety, no confidence, no understanding of what's really going to happen, one thing is abundantly clear. This is a crazy time to be alive. And people are saying, oh, was J.D. Vance the wrong choice given that Kamala Harris is actually the candidate? First of all, Donald Trump knew a month ago that Kamala Harris was going to be the candidate. The video, quote, leaked of him saying in the golf cart, oh, he made the decision to resign. It's going to be Kamala. She's even better for us. She's terrible. She's just the worst. He knew when he selected J.D. Vance that J.D. Vance was not going to need to debate against Kamala Harris, in my opinion. And it's a shame because it really is unfair that all of the campaigning, all the preparation that the Democrats have done to run against Joe Biden has turned out to be a waste now that they've introduced an ambush candidate, like we've been predicting on this network for months and months, if not years now. In clip number 13 here, J.D. Vance says that he's pissed about not being able to debate Kamala. Let's see what he said here.
I just got to say, this entire system of ours is about, you got to persuade voters.
You got to win their votes. You don't decide who the president is in smoke-filled rooms with billionaires and senior elected officials. You let the people decide. That's what we believe in this room, and that's what we're going to fight for. I promise you. So I just, and by the way, talking about take backs, I was told I was going to get to debate Kamala Harris, and now President Trump's going to get to debate her.
Debate her?
I'm kind of pissed off about
it. I hardly know her.
I'll be honest with you.
But I think Blake Masters said it best. Democrats hate democracy. This was obviously a coup, and this was a bait and switch ambush situation. None of their parties represented, and I hope that they feel the bitterness they should feel about this. Rather than being blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump, they should realize they didn't even choose their own candidate, and we witnessed a soft coup this weekend. Clip number 19.
Well, the Democrats just pulled off a coup. Where's Joe Biden right now? Has anyone seen this guy? Look, you don't have to go full conspiracy theorist to see that Biden was clearly forced out today. Just 48 hours ago, he was definitely staying in the race. I think his campaign chair went on CBS this morning and said Biden was for sure staying in. But Pelosi and Obama and all the billionaire donors, they had other plans. So they gave Joe the ultimatum. And in doing so, they threw out the results of their own primary election, essentially saying to the voters, hey, get lost. You don't matter. We decided. And that's called democracy. See, the Democrats, they insist they're the party of democracy. How many times do they say that? Yet they're about to install a nominee for president who didn't win a primary, who didn't even herself get a single vote in the primary. Oh, but she'll earn the nomination at the convention. No, this is preordained. Right, the only reason the Obamas and Pelosi aren't endorsing Kamala right now is it would just seem too heavy-handed. Right, they want her to be able to pretend that she earned this. But one thing is clear, Kamala will not earn the support of voters in November. Remember, we Republicans, we bucked our party establishment to elect President Trump. And when we do it again in November, the Democrats will see what democracy actually looks like.
Again, we just have to stop using the word democracy. Blake Masters is right. This was a coup. It was not a democratic process. The Democratic voters have been swindled again by their own party, just like they were in 2016 between Hillary and Bernie. But we have to stop using the word democracy. It is a four-letter word. I hate it. And I want to rant and rave about it. But it's not something to be adored. It's the leading cause of tyranny, and democracy always leads to this DEI crap, which leads to the Cheadle crap, which leads to the corruption crap and death. Folks, are coming up on a break. More great news on the other side, more clips on the other side. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the organic ashwagandha with black pepper from InfoWars MD, developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function. This product is known to support clarity and increased feelings of well-being. Also, I highly recommend checking out the Joint Relief Max, advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health. This has certainly helped me. I've got some arthritis in my right ankle from old cross-country injuries. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Check out any of our great products. Obviously, the Life Select Storable Food is perfect for the apocalypse coming up and a great product for us because we make a lot of money. Even though we have the best deals and the lowest margins in the market for 25-year shelf life, those big-ticket items are great. So please check out Life Select 25-year storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Alexa Pure Water Filter so you can safely prepare that storable food after everything's radiated. And stay with us for more on the other side.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all.
I salute you, I thank you, and I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and this grief is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. So, I spent, I don't know, 30 minutes or an hour ranting and raving against Kimberly Cheadle. And you're welcome, because as a result, she has resigned, according to sources. This is breaking news. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigns over Trump shooting outrage. This has been reported by CNBC, also reported by CNN. So we have reliable sources. I mean, reliable in facts maybe, but not reliable in interpretation. But let's see here. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned following widespread outrage over how her agency failed to prevent the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally earlier this month. Cheadle's resignation came a day after she was blasted by members of a House committee at a hearing on the Secret Service actions leading up to Trump's July 13th rally in Butler Township. The move comes as lawmakers and an internal government watchdog move forward with investigations into the agency's handling of Trump's protection and how a gunman came close to the killing of the president. There were bipartisan calls, signatures yesterday. She's out. She's gone. She's fired. Now,
This means Mayorkas is probably going to, almost definitely going to, appoint somebody new. We'll be interested to see what happens there. But this is basically an admission of guilt. Not necessarily an admission of being complicit in the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, but an admission of being responsible by either negligence or intentional complacence for this assassination attempt on Donald Trump. An assassination attempt which Donald Trump Jr. says has changed his father. Mobile data has shown, as we've gone over and over again, suggests was an inside job, an MKUltra level coup. So we're going to see more developments of this. Make sure you stay tuned today because Alex Jones is going to be in the studio in an hour and 11 minutes broadcasting about this. Owen Schroyer has been doing an outstanding job covering all of this news over the course of the last 30 days. So make sure you stay tuned. And I'm going to give out the number now to give the crew a chance to screen some calls. For the final hour of the show today, I do want to take all of your calls. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. And so now that Cheadle is out, now that Kamala is the leading candidate for the Democrats, and we have yet to determine for sure who the candidate is going to be, only one thing remains. How much longer will Joe Biden remain the president of the United States? And even though we heard from him in voice only yesterday, no one's seen the guy for 6 days. Many have speculated that he's already dead. There were speculations yesterday that he was in hospice, which I don't think were true yet. But it does seem like he's weeks away from dying based on some of the remarks that his brother made to the press. They want to enjoy what time they have left with Joe. But let's see Tucker Carlson asking where Biden is in clip number four here.
This is from Charlie Kirk. I'm reading this cold. I got a weird lead on a story people ought to look into. I got a call from a source close to Las Vegas Metro Police. The official story was that Biden's trip was cut short last week due to COVID. However, according to this source, U.S. Secret Service informed Las Vegas Metro that there was an emergency situation involving Joe Biden and to close necessary streets so that POTUS could be transported immediately to University Medical, which they began to do in earnest. Then mysteriously, there was a stand down order and the Secret Service informed local Vegas PD that they were going to medevac POTUS to Johns Hopkins, which they presume meant fly him back east as soon as possible. Apparently, the rumor mill in the police department was that Joe Biden was dying or already dead, possibly. I didn't think too much about this lead. It seemed too wild to be true. But given that Joe Biden has been out of public sight for days and dropped out of the race via an X post, and his brother James indicated health was a factor, I'm beginning to grow more curious if COVID or something else has been more serious than reported. If anyone with Las Vegas Metro has information, please email freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear if there's more to the official story than what they're telling us.
Well, I'm sure Las Vegas Metro would be just as open as forthcoming as they were during the during the October shooting.
Yeah, in 2017. The worst mass shooting in American history.
Which is never spoken of again.
They tried to drive me out of a camera position while I was doing a story on it. Yeah. Clearly there's something.
Known for being open and forthcoming.
Yeah. Like the city itself. Clearly something is going on here. Obviously, I don't know what it is. I know its hallmark, which is secrecy. Secrecy is the hallmark of lying. So if you want to know, is someone lying? Well, I don't know. Is he hiding something? Well, then he's lying, right? So they're lying.
So something bizarre is going on with Biden. I think he's dying. I think he's terminal. I think he had a stroke. And I think he's on his way out. And it's just a matter of weeks. But now we have reports from the Democrats that Harris earns $231 million in donations on first day of presidential campaign. And we're going to show you a clip, an older clip from O'Keefe about Act Blue and explain how that ties in here. But Vice President Kamala Harris claimed a stunning $231 million from small and big donors in the first 24 hours since she launched her presidential campaign, and a huge vote of confidence for her still nascent campaign Harris won $81 million in small dollar donations and reportedly scored an additional $150 million money bomb from big donors. So which one's the party of the elite? Which candidate's the candidate of the elite? And what amount of the biggest one-day haul of the 2024 election cycle? Now, remember, Act Blue is responsible for much of the Democratic Party donations. And if you remember anything from the O'Keefe reporting months ago about Act Blue, you can download the list. It's public information of the names and addresses, information of who actually made donations to Act Blue, and determine who they are. You can see it. It's public information. If you donate over a certain amount, it's got to be reported. And it was discovered that it's seemingly Soros-backed entities or others were making donations beyond the legal limit through existing Act Blue donors. So if you're somebody who maybe one time gave $100 to Act Blue, then thousands of dollars were coming in through your name from these shadow organizations or entities so they could donate beyond the legal limit to this organization to support campaigns like Kamala Harris's campaign. And then O'Keefe went from door to door knocking on these people's doors. Normal working class people, they open their house and they say, hey, have you ever given any money to Act Blue or a Democratic candidate? They say, yeah, I think I gave $20 or I think I gave $100 a few months ago to Act Blue. And then he would say, well, did you give $4,500? They say, no, I never gave $4,500. I don't have that kind of money. Well, it says here in the reporting, in the public filing, it says here that you gave thousands of dollars. Oh, no, it wasn't me. So they're using these people on the rolls to launder money into the party. Let's go ahead and run the clip just for a little bit.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year. Some of these individuals' names and addresses are attached to over $200,000 in contributions. We went and knocked on a few of their doors to corroborate the data that we received from a group of citizen journalists called Election Watch in Maryland.
This is James O'Keefe with OMG. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. It's an individual who has donated a total of $217,000 made through 12,000 different contributions in a three-year period of time. Now, sometimes these contributions have been made in variations of his name and variations of his address. You see this chart here. This chart shows a breakdown of the committees that were earmarked to receive the donations made through Act Blue.
When Mitch McConnell moved fast to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, more than $70 million went to left-leaning candidates and causes in a day.
Sounds familiar?
Shattering records this campaign for the online fundraising juggernaut Act Blue.
So far, folks have used our platform to donate $3.8 billion to over 21,000 different candidates, committees, and organizations.
The nearly 13 million donors who save their information in the Act Blue system can make a contribution in seconds.
Is there any Democrat practically in this country that doesn't use Act Blue now?
We work with pretty much everybody on the federal level, and we work all the way down to local school board races.
I have raised approximately $560,000.
With Act Blue, Coral Evans has a real shot at winning a perennially Republican Arizona House seat.
The video goes on for several minutes. We'll try to get it uploaded to either Jones's account or my account later. When they knock on these doors, these people did not donate anything attuned to the numbers that were reported. Absolutely astounding stuff. Stay with us for your calls on the other side, 877-789-2539. And don't forget to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
In the pages of the American Journal, Chase Geiser writes the unfolding chapters of our nation.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. We're going to be taking calls throughout the remainder of the show today before the great Alex Jones hosts the Alex Jones Show at 11 a.m. Central Time. Let's go straight to Travis in Kansas. Travis, what is on your mind?
Man, so this whole Cheadle thing, it's obvious that she's a fall guy. She had to have gotten a phone call a couple of days prior that said, basically just said, don't go to PA, keep your mouth shut. And this whole thing that happened yesterday, I tried to call in yesterday while the thing was going on with her. It was just like they were just whipping a deaf, dumb, and blind horse for not drinking the water. Like, yeah. It just seems obvious that she has no freaking clue that she was told to shut up and we won't off you.
Yeah, I think so too. But, you know, I was pleased to see her resignation just about an hour ago or so, or in the last 30 minutes. Reports are in that she's finally resigned. But, you know, it was reminiscent of Jen Psaki and Karine Jean-Pierre. And that when you watch Jen Psaki or Karine Jean-Pierre as they perform their roles of press secretary, you could tell their job was just to lie on behalf of the regime. And when we saw Cheadle yesterday at this hearing, she was just keeping her mouth shut, covering for and lying on behalf of the regime. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't know it was going to be that bad. Travis, what do you think?
She looked scared. She didn't even have a lie to tell.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why it feels to me somebody just threw her to they threw her to the wolves.
Yeah,
and they
right.
were like, you're going to go here, you're going to keep your mouth shut, you're going to go through the motions, and the whole thing just seems ridiculous.
Well, imagine how scared you would be if you had information that could compromise the organization or regime or entities that you know are aware of the assassination attempt of political opponents. This is why Joe Biden was shaken up after this assassination attempt. This is why we're seeing Cheadle and others behave very bizarrely. They're all shaken up because they realize the audacity of these organizations to commit murder for the sake of their own political agenda. And they realize that they're a perceived risk to these organizations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It just seems to me that I don't want to defend her because I think she's terrible.
Yeah.
But it's almost like she just had no clue about what had happened.
It was very much akin to like a North Korea fake trial confession. Like when you see Otto Wambier or when you see Vietnam soldiers who were captured on video confessing to how great they're being treated in the camps. It was like, I mean, at one point, I think I even joked that she was blinking. I think it was her. She was blinking the words torture. But yeah, great call, Travis. I think you're absolutely right. Jake in Ohio. Jake, what do you think?
Say like using citizens' arrest to maybe grab a hold of some, get a hold of some of these doctors that push the shots on people. All you need, it says, you know, is the reasonable belief they've committed a felony.
Yeah, and Jake, you're not wrong about that, but good luck, dude.
Well, right, but I'm just trying to, you know, trying to put them on more of a defense. You know what I mean? More than really. You know what I'm saying? Just I've heard a caller call in and talk about going to the border and, you know, throwing migrants back across. Obviously, that's going to be a bad move. But for people that are that willing, you know, maybe they could do something like that, you know, because it's legal, lawful.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we always want to follow the law. It's just, man, that's such dangerous territory, though, Jake. I appreciate your call, though, and I share your sentiment. Leon in Montreal. Leon, what's on your mind?
I think that this whole thing pivots on two points, okay? The starting of the shooting and the stopping of the shooting. And apparently there were two cops. One was lifting the other one, saw the shooter. The shooter aimed his rifle at him. He fell off. Then they called it in, and then the cop says he started shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So if he started shooting after he called it in, that means that if there was a second shooter, that was his cue to start shooting, because Crooks would not have had enough time to turn his rifle back towards Trump, take his aim, get back his composure. And
he would if there was
the
a stand down.
What do you mean, what if there was a stand down?
He would have had enough time if there was a Secret Service stand down, if they made the decision not to shoot him before he fired his first shot.
So if they made the decision not to shoot him, then he would have had the time, but still it would not have been a sniper shot. A sniper is someone that's well hidden,
right?
Can have his composure, can take his shot. This, in this case, Crooks was just seen by cops. He didn't know. A second later, the cops could have come back up and shot him in the head.
Yep.
He wouldn't have known that. He would have been in like a total adrenaline rush. And then the stopping of the shooting was when the sniper, the SS sniper that shot Crooks said, the shooter is down. And then, so what we want to know is, did the shooting stop before he said that or after he said that? After he said shooter is down. If there was another shot, then that means there was a second shooter.
Interesting. That's a good point, Leon. No, I appreciate that. And what's even crazier about this to me, regardless of whether there was a second shooter or not, it's obvious that this was a deep state setup, because we have this report from yesterday. This is on Infowars.com. Whose device is this? Mobile data shows someone that regularly visited Trump shooter's home and work also visited a building in D.C. near the FBI office. The Heritage Foundation's oversight project just released mobile ad data analysis that shows someone who regularly visited Trump's would-be assassin Thomas Crooks' home and work also visited a building in Washington, D.C. near an FBI office. Quote, "We found the assassin's connections through our in-depth analysis of mobile ad data to track movements of Crooks and his associates," said Oversight Project in an X thread Monday. "To do this, we tracked devices that regularly visited both Crooks' home and place of work and followed them. The Oversight Project found that someone who regularly visited Crooks' home and work also visited a building in Washington, D.C. located in Gallery Place. This is in the same vicinity of an FBI office on June 26, 2023, weeks before the assassination attempt," said the investigative body. Whose device is this? So we've got these credible reports that the deep state was in connection with Crooks weeks in advance. We know that he flew the drone around ahead of time. We know that the FBI reported this to Secret Service. They did nothing. We know that he was identified as a suspicious individual before shots were even fired. Even Cheadle herself admitted this in the hearing yesterday. It was one of the few things she actually admitted, that the threat wasn't neutralized. We know that law enforcement saw him before the shots were fired. And it's been abundantly clear for an extended period of time that something more than just a rogue lone wolf security oversight happened on July 13th. And frankly, July 13th is everything that the left said J6 was. Let's go to John in Minneapolis. John, what's on your mind?
Hi. I ran across this picture, and I just want to read it to you. It's supposedly from the snipers that were on the roof, the two snipers that we saw. It said, "My name is Jonathan Willis. I'm the officer in the famous photo of the two snipers on the roof at Trump's rally. I came here to inform the public that I had the assassin in my sights for at least 3 minutes, but the head of the Secret Service refused to give the order to take out the perp. 100% the top brass prevented me from killing the assassin before he took the shots at President Trump. And I found this guy on X. And I told him, run for your life, go undercover." And I got a reply back from one of his friends that said, "He took your advice, thank you." But my point is, if they were to interview that guy, even if this isn't Jonathan Willis or whatever that guy's name is, he knows the story about this thing, and those other police officers know the story. And you put this together with the sound of the shots going off. They were two different guns, obviously. I mean, I'm not I don't know about sound and all that kind of stuff, but they were totally different sound.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was like three long shots, and there was bing, 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 and then one to take the shooter out. Okay.
Yeah. I know the post that you're talking about. It was originally viral on 4chan. Very difficult to confirm the authenticity of the information. But one thing we do know for sure, John, is Cheadle explicitly stated yesterday during the hearings that she had spoken with the Secret Service officer who neutralized the shooter, who shot the shooter in the head or neck or wherever he was shot. Kind of looked like the bullet might have gone through his neck. From some of the images that I've seen, we know that she spoke to him. She would not even share any of the details whatsoever, other than the fact that she spoke to him. She would not say anything that transpired during that conversation, which is yet another example of a cover-up. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Chase. You were talking about the possibility that Mark Kelly might be kind of next in the wing there.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe people aren't as old as me, maybe don't even remember. His wife is Gabby Giffords. Now, she had been in politics going way back to 2001. She was a member of the 13th District House of Representatives for Arizona. She also was a 28th District member for 2003 to 2005. She made, she was a senator and a representative. But in 2011, she got shot in the head in an assassination attempt and a mass shooting just outside of an office. Just out of Tucson during an event.
She survived?
Constituents. Well, she did. And over time, she was able to gain her ability to walk and speak and read and write. But, this was 2011. She came back to a standing ovation. It was January of 2011.
Well, yet another reason why Kamala Harris would pick Mark Kelly is VP of her, he's got such a personal story about what it's like to be the victim of a mass shooting. It kind of neutralizes the assassination attempt angle.
That's exactly why I'm calling in. I just realized that, hey, if they pick Mark Kelly, his wife had to resign. She had to, as soon as Obama made his State of the Union speech on January 24th, 2012, and she appeared on the floor the following day, and she formally submitted her resignation. So she knew she wasn't able to carry on. She was able to live another year or whatever, and she's still alive, and I think she's still married to Mark Kelly, the astronaut. That's why I'm bringing this whole thing up. So if you think it's got a NASA angle, I'm saying it doesn't just have the NASA angle. Mm-hmm. It's got the, hey, she didn't have a near miss in her head. She actually got her head shot.
Wow.
So that might be the deal.
It's got to be him. Do you think it's going to be him?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit crazy, though.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be crazy. Thank you, Tim, for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mothra in Tokyo. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. I was reviewing the video footage over in Butler of Trump getting shot. And after going frame by frame, I think he was also shot in the torso. If you look carefully, you can see that his shirt moves dramatically and his whole body using the pin and podium moves about 8 inches to the right. And he winces pretty bad. Obviously, I'm not 100% sure, but we've all seen John Wick. And I do believe, given Trump being the mega genius he is and knowing that people will be going after his life, would be one of those people who would buy those super advanced bulletproof suits. It just makes sense, you know. So I think the suit he was wearing took
now, are you referring to the image that was going around of the bullet hole, or are you talking about actual reviewing the video and seeing the way that his torso moved? Implying that
not only his torso, not the bullet hole picture. Mm-hmm. I did see that, but the actual front angle of him getting shot, the video footage, you can see his body move, him wince just before he ducks down, and then you can see his white shirt ripple dramatically about one third up from the podium, just before him wincing and going down.
Interesting. Now, we've got it on the screen now. We're looking really closely.
I don't think that discounts anything.
Oh, yeah, I see the ripple you're talking about, but it could have been the way that he kind of, it could have been the, your shirt will ripple when you move your arms in. Right before he ducked, he moved his arms in, and I'm looking at my shirt even now as I do it. It could be that he, just the way, but you're right, maybe he was, but I think that if he was shot twice, he would have admitted it. I mean, there's no reason to cover up that information.
Well, I think it would remove from the idea that it was a miracle or something, but I still think it's a religious miracle, even though if he was shot twice, because, you know, a big part of religion and a big part of God is, like, you got to be actively involved. You know, they say, like, you know, trust in God, but tie up your camel, you know, row away from the rocks.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have to be proactive and, you know, show up to God with something in your hand. So I thought it was an interesting angle. You know, obviously I'm not 100% sure, but I'm just going by what
that's the first time I'd ever heard that. That was interesting. Looking at the footage, I see exactly what we're talking about. So I'm not writing it off as ridiculous by any means. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Drew in New Jersey. Drew, what is on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Fumbling Philomenas. That's what the Australian news, they have a segment, Sky News. They said Fumbling Philomenas. But I want to say it's possible that these Secret Service directors, that she resigned because she doesn't want to get perjury charges against her. And she had said that she used the app Signal because overseas, some of the law enforcement they collaborate with, they don't have the same technology as the Secret Service. And then she said two speakers later, I think like 10 minutes later, that she does not use Signal or any encrypted app, only she does that on her personal phone for first. So she perjured herself there, and she also said that the sniper didn't wait, that as soon as the threat was identified, he fired. But like Dan Bongino pointed out, they had the sight set on him, so they waited till the sniper fired. And she also said they formed a human shield around the president when there was gunfire, when he was being shot at. No, it was after the shooting was neutralized. And they never asked her, which was appalling, about the height. You know, should there be a height requirement? The one woman looked like a foot shorter than Trump, the one that couldn't holster a gun. They should have specifically said, should she have been fired? And why she was the most qualified, should there be a height? And a human bunker, as she called it. It's not a human bunker when his head is still exposed. So it was a whole myriad of lies, but they should have said, are you she's resigning, she just said, well, ask the FBI if I'm resigning. And because she kept saying ask the FBI.
Right.
But then towards the end, they started changing the phrasing of the question. They said, well, the FBI told you, so you know the answer, so you tell us. But she still wouldn't. But lastly, the black Democrat woman was saying, oh, DEI didn't have anything to do with it. But I bet you if you ask President Obama, who's black, do you want who's 6'1", do you want a 5'3" female guarding you? And Michelle Obama is 5'11", Melania is 5'11", with heels, you know, they're over 6 feet. So I don't think they want a DEI when it comes to people protecting them. But what do you think? I'll hang up and listen about her resigning to avoid perjury charges and, be brought up on charges.
No, I think that's probably accurate. I don't think it was the only variable, though, because obviously when she went into this hearing, she was adamant that she would not resign. She was adamant that she should not resign. She said that she shouldn't resign at this time, that she should remain the director of the Secret Service. And I think that upon the fallout of how terrible that hearing was, hearing the rumors and plans of what members of Congress were going to do in response to that, it was enough to put her over the edge to resign. So yeah, I think you're probably right. I think that was a variable. But I also think there were other factors involved there. Make sure you guys call in 877-789-2539. I have time for one or two more calls before we go to break, and then more calls for the remaining 30 minutes of the show. Let's go first to Misplaced Hillbilly in Chicago. What is on your mind?
Well, hey, Chase. How's it going today,
good.
Sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I wanted to wait a week for I figured somebody else would figure out this easy thing. If you want to know if it was a king kill operation, take a look whenever something big happens in the news. Take a look at this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
This day in history when the president, the attempted assassination, was the day that Kennedy was nominated by the Democrats.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't know that. What a wild coincidence,
nobody happened
right?
Nobody noticed that. But they were trying to take his head off so that they could do the same thing that they did to Kennedy at the same time.
Wow.
So if you look at October 7th, the same way, that's when the Knights Templar were kicked out of Al-Aqsa Mosque and sent back to
yep.
Crete and Cyprus.
Yep.
That was October 7th. So whenever they do these things, it's very obvious to see. So whenever you see something big in the news happen, go to this day in the news, this day in history, and you'll see exactly what's up.
Good suggestion there, Misplaced Hillbilly. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Jay in Ohio. Jay, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
Good.
I watched that this morning, that two things there, the Mike Adams and the Man in America, that guy Seth, and all the other programs, that, you know, they don't show a very good picture of a man on top of that water tower there. Just a shadow Alex had there, you know, but
yeah.
That guy Seth had some footage, and I'm 60 years old, but my eyes don't, you know, can't not believe my eyes. So it looks like a figure of a man up there. Okay, granted, it would be difficult to get on and off the tower with the, you know, to get up onto the rungs of the tower to get up there. But if this was a conspiracy, which we all kind of think it is. You know, they I'm sure they worked together, and that other guy yesterday, the sniper guy there, he said he would figure a way to get in and out of there through some kind of an alley or something. And I think the tower was far enough away that he probably took the shot, thought he completed the mission, got down out of there quick and in a hurry and left.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know what to think about second shooters or not. Obviously, if there was a second shooter, you'd want it in the same line of fire as the patsy. Probably behind the patsy to ensure that the target was hit. But I think if there are multiple shooters and it was done by a professional, I think it's less likely that they would have missed. What I'm thinking here is that there doesn't need to be a second shooter in order for the conspiracy theory to be true that this was an inside job. I think the patsy was enough. Not patsy's not the right word. I think that the crooks guy was enough when you have him meeting with the same person who's going back and forth to the FBI office weeks in advance, according to the cell phone data, when you have all of these other variables where the Secret Service stood down, where they knew he was suspicious, where he flew the drone, where he was able to get on the roof, where the post didn't show up, it's obvious that this was a setup, and I just didn't think they thought he was going to miss, folks. More calls on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl?
folks. I heard that Tim from California called back again. Anybody with the audacity to call twice, you gotta give him another go. Tim, what's on your mind, man?
I did not call in during the week following this. I did not.
Right, you get two. You get two, man. You saved a life.
Okay, here's what it is. Is you showed the video again, and I just can't take it anymore. The shortest blonde gal in the Secret Service detail has a ponytail. When they decide, like, where are we going? What are we doing? She runs ahead to the stairwell and leaves the pile. She runs from the right side of the pile and runs to the left side of the stairs. And she's standing there like, I'm an usher. Are you coming? And then she realizes the pile is waiting for her. So she runs back to the pile. Once she gets to the pile, now they start going to the stairs again. At this point, she's cowering down. The exact opposite of what Dan Bongino says you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get big. You're supposed to get big, where if anything happens, it doesn't hit him. You're already too short. But okay, you start.
Yeah, so she's in the stairwell
turning down
there, right?
Like you're looking. Yeah. And then she rakes her glasses off into her right hand. And then she's going to have to try to hold the rail with her right hand. And then halfway down the stairs, she reaches down and grabs a MAGA hat off the stairs. And now she comes up and she's got both a set of glasses and the MAGA hat in her hand, trying to negotiate the rail and so forth. But my point is, if I were a bad guy, if I were a sniper, at the moment you went down to get that MAGA hat, thank you, you just gave me the opportunity.
Wow.
And nobody's talking about that. And I'm saying, look at her. Look at her, too short to begin with. Look at her, she ran away from the pile. Look at her, she came back. Look at her, she's the one bending down. She's too short to begin with. She's bending down. You know, and then what? And then what? You grab your glasses off. You got it in your hand trying to navigate the rail. And then you grab the MAGA hat, too. Now you got two items in your hand. And
now,
then
do
the best
you think
part
she
is
felt like she needed to grab the MAGA hat because it was like evidence or something? I mean, it really had his blood on it.
I have no idea, but I do know this. When they finally got to the car, she still had those glasses, put them back on. She's adjusting her coat like, yeah, I'm king of the world or whatever. It's like,
why'd she take her glasses off?
Realize.
Why did she take her glasses off?
I guess so she could see how to walk down the stairs in broad daylight. I think it's so she had an excuse to cower down. I don't know. But I just know it was bad enough until you reached down for the MAGA hat. That's too much.
Yeah. You're right, man. Great call. Thanks for calling back. Call anytime. Huey in Illinois. Huey, what do you think?
Man, how you doing, dude?
Good.
This is my first time getting to talk to you, so I'm glad to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you, too.
Something crossed my mind, man. So if Joe keeps living and Kamala is still VP while running as president, will she be the one certifying her own election results?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that works. That's a good question. That would be a question for Google or ChatGPT. Maybe, well, has there ever been an instance where a VP ran for president and won as the VP? Would that have been Herbert Walker? I don't know. That's a good question, Huey. Maybe there's a protocol for that. Anything else you want to share?
That makes her, if she is, that makes her the most dangerous person to ever run for.
They're just going to bring Mike Pence in. If she wins, they're going to bring Mike Pence in. He's going to certify. Thanks for your call, Huey. Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just have a foreboding, you know, just like Alex Jones and Roger Stone on the night that Trump won in 2016, Alex was full of foreboding.
Yeah.
I'm full of foreboding as well, because I know that our monetary system is on the edge of collapse. It's inevitable. The paper dollar system is going away. And I think what they're going to do is allow Trump to get elected, become president, and then they're going to pull the plug on the dollar system. The economy is going to collapse, and he's going to get blamed.
Yeah. I think you're right. And he's even predicted that himself. Yeah, he said time and time again that he hoped that the collapse would come before he was elected, because he doesn't want to have to be the one that's accused of it.
Yeah.
Great call. The great points. Frankie in Wisconsin. Frankie, what's on your mind?
Hey there. So I'm going to date myself. I do remember when Gabby Gifford was almost assassinated, but was shot in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mark Kelly does become the VP, I believe people are going to vote on emotion instead of logic and try to remove our Second Amendment.
So you think that he's vehemently opposed to the Second Amendment? I haven't looked into Mark Kelly enough, I gotta be honest with you. Is he vehemently opposed to the Second Amendment because of what happened to his wife?
I think that they're gonna use that. Whether he is or not, I don't know. But I think they're gonna try and disarm us and then make it very difficult for us to defend ourselves as a republic instead of allowing us to have arms. But they're gonna use that emotion. They're gonna use that, like they did with all the school shootings. They're gonna use that emotion to try and draw the people to vote for them and disarm us.
Yeah, I think you're right. The problem is there are so many guns in the United States of America. Even if it were made 100% illegal to own any firearm tomorrow, dude, they're never going to get rid of all the guns. So the way they have to do it is they have to do it so gradually that people don't even realize it's happened. And that's what we've been seeing is this slow erosion of our Second Amendment rights over time, because they do it all at once. It's civil war. So they just make this accessory illegal, that accessory illegal, this thing you have to register, that thing you have to register. No, you can't have a gun with this, and you have to pass this, and red flag laws. They try to inch it away because they know they can't do it all at once, even though they want to. Lynn in Ohio. Lynn, what is on your mind?
Yes, sir. You're a great thought adjuster for me. And I see what InfoWars is to me. True cooperation is same prayers, same thought, same action.
Yeah.
And I thank y'all for that.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I ran it by AI, and I sent the letter to you that he wrote about it. True cooperation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Julie in Maryland. Julie, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Chase. Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I'd like to know, why are we not discussing the fact that Kamala Harris is ineligible to be the president based on the fact that she's not a natural-born citizen? And the second question is, and I'd really like these answered, she's not black.
Well, she's half Indian, half Jamaican, right? So she's half black.
All right, she's biracial.
Yeah, she's like Barack Obama. And I know what you're saying, because neither of her parents were citizens of the United States, but she was born in Oakland, California. So I think that she's legally considered, whether this is what was intended by the Constitution or not, I think she's considered a U.S. citizen. I could be wrong.
I don't know, but I thought she was ineligible.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor before. Right. Neither of her parents were citizens of the United States, but I don't think either of your parents have to be citizens of the United States if you're physically born here. I think the Constitution recognizes you as a natural born citizen. According to the 14th Amendment. Is it the 14th? Yeah, which was probably not intended by the original founding fathers, but you know, they amended every time they amend the Constitution, they screw it up. Whenever they amend it to take away rights or just narrow things, they screw it up. When they amend it to expand the rights of the people, it's good. So I love the Bill of Rights, but man, after those first 10, things get a little rocky. But Julie, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We've only got 43 seconds left before the next break. After the next break, I am going to get to your calls. I see Heather, Daryl, BS Assassin, John on the line. I'll try to get to all of you if I can. Four calls in one segment can be tough sometimes. But in the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. We know that our republic is under attack. Donald Trump is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. His family is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. America is under attack. And humanity itself is under attack. The best way to fight back is to fight for your own health. Invest in your own health at InfoWarsStore.com. All while keeping this operation on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Save the Republic.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
mineral, antioxidants, and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. We have 10 minutes of your calls before the great Alex Jones takes over and hosts the Alex Jones Show today. We're going to get straight into it. Let's go to Heather in Louisiana. Heather, what is on your mind this morning?
Hey, Chase. Good morning. So I just wanted to give a quick take on Trump's fist pump.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him recount the incident when he was speaking at the RNC,
mm-hmm.
and he talks about looking down and seeing people's faces and realizing that they think he's dead. I remember I was at work. I watched it on TV. And whenever he stood up and did the fist pump, I thought, oh, he can move his arms and legs. He's conscious. He can talk.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, that he's seen the JFK files. You know that he's got to have thought about what he would do in an assassination attempt. And I personally think that it's possible he was trying to give us proof of life, and I think he's alluded to that.
Yes.
Just to kind of probably negate anything that may have happened immediately following. If they
not only proof of life, but proof of fight, that he was still conscious, aware, not harmed seriously, so there would just be no doubt whatsoever that he was capable and competent in a way that just far superseded anything from the other side.
Absolutely. And if he had been scooped up and thrown in that car, something else could have happened, and it would have been blamed on the initial insult,
yes.
Possibly. That's just my quick take. Thanks for taking my call.
Great call, Heather. That's the great points there. Proving his life there, preventing them from murdering him in the car. Oh, man. Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is the Eagle Horizon 2024 federal-wide exercise is taking place today and tomorrow. This is a DHS and FEMA coordinated program that gets together all the executive branch. And let's see, it says the exercise focuses on coordination between the agencies, catch the executive branch continuity alerts. The group members are sent by the respective agencies to pre-planned alternate locations, and they're asked to implement continuity procedures. I'm wondering if this is a coincidence that this is going on while we're seeing that Biden's missing. They're saying Kamala's the new president. All of this is happening, and now we have this quote-unquote exercise going on today and tomorrow, along with Netanyahu set to talk before Congress tomorrow as well. So I think there's some big stuff going on in the international deep state.
I think you're absolutely right. That's very alarming. I'm going to look more into that. If you could send me a DM on Twitter about that, too, I'd love to dive in and explore that today. Thank you for your call, Daryl. Let's go straight to Alex in Oregon. Alex, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling in to talk about the assassination and also – or the assassination attempt, I should say, and ineligibility of Kamala Harris. Because first off, we have the assassination attempt. They, obviously, it's an inside job. There were failures on every single level, right?
Yep.
It came, and obviously, there had to be a stand down order from the top, or else, because they saw Crush. Everybody saw Crush. Everybody pointed him out.
Yep.
And nobody took the shot until after the shots were taken, right?
Yep. They let it happen. So,
you say that again?
They absolutely let it happen.
Absolutely, 100%. They want it to happen. Okay. There's no other explanation. Nothing makes sense about this. And then of course she all of a sudden resigns after, cause they had what, 10 days to prep her to not answer anything.
Yep. And yeah.
And,
yep.
You know,
and I guess she could technically be subpoenaed again, but now she's done. So somebody else is going to be taking this whole thing over, and they're going to be able to appoint whoever they want, who's going to be equipped and motivated and on board with covering it up. So this is a good development, because she should resign. Obviously, she's either incompetent or corrupt, or both. I think both. But it's also a scary development, because they can now just put in another plug that plays ball with them. So we'll see what happens next. But QC in Virginia, I want to get to you, because we've only got 5 minutes left or so. I want to get to one, two, or three more callers. QC, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, sir. Absolutely. I'll hurry up and get to it. Well, I'll start this off. Let us create man in our image after our likeness. Now, the new world, they know what I'm talking about because they're listening. What is the reason for their assassination attempt globally? What is the purpose for letting it be seen? That because this is what they want to do. They want to start the process. Trump was a boss. He worked for other people. He made deals before. But he was part of used as the proxy to make money as a businessman. He did that. Now, he wasn't in line before when he became president. He wasn't in line. He was doing other things. Well, the purpose was to bring him back to the bosses. His whole temperament has changed now. He works again. Now, watch the deals are going to be made. He's going to be making other things that we would not have thought of the old Trump to do, such as his TikTok change, for one. Anyway, that's their purpose and their plan. They started the process. So these people, and I want to leave it like this. Trump, I believe, is in on it. How about this? I can explain why I think that very clearly and fast, but I think Trump is in on it. The whole setup, the girl being short.
No, so man, this wasn't, staged, man. You gotta be careful what you say too, cause the comparatories are gonna sue you for $1.5 billion if you think it was a hoax.
That's the whole idea. They don't want you to think that way at first. So they want you to think that.
Look, QC, I know you're a brilliant guy and I love all of your calls. I remember them. So I'm not trying to be critical of you at all, but this was not, nobody allows someone to shoot them in the ear from 450 yards away or 450 feet away. I mean, it's way too risky, man. He got shot.
He turns his head once, then he turns his head a second time. The shot happened. It doesn't matter who's on the other side who takes the bullet. If they can send millions to their death by vaccines, if they can send millions to war and die, what makes you think one person behind the scenes dies in the result to accomplish their goal? Anyway.
Well, good call. Interesting stuff, QC. You're always welcome to call. Always go to your calls. Let's go to Captain America. Captain America, you said that you can answer the Kamala question definitively. Pardon my ignorance on these legal matters. Go ahead. What do you have to say about it?
Chance, how you doing? Awesome. So Kamala Harris would not certify her own election. So, if she were to be elected the president, the certification of the electoral colleges, the results would be overseen by the president of the Senate. And that's the traditional, this is traditionally the role of the vice president. But however, in the event of that conflict of interest, the task would either be delegated to another official, or basically to ensure impartiality and adherence to the protocols of the Senate and the Constitution.
Well, what'll be so really who becomes the vice president? If Joe Biden resigns as president of the United States before the election, and she becomes the president of the United States, the sitting president, how is the vice president selected? Pardon my ignorance again on this process. Does it automatically become the speaker, or does she get to appoint who the VP is at that moment, approved by Congress? Do you know off the top of your head?
Because I mean, I remember this was like a big conflict right during the Trump administration, right? So like, it would be. Misspoke. But it would be Johnson, right? So the Speaker of the House would take the next role.
Okay, so the Speaker of the House automatically becomes the Vice President if the Vice President becomes the President. Is that true?
With my understanding of the Constitution and the powers, yes. That would be the next line of sight, yeah.
So we might have a situation in which Speaker Johnson confirms Kamala Harris as president of the United States if she wins the election and she's president at the time of the election?
The president of the Senate would oversee, so the results in this case, right, it would be the certification electoral college would be overseen by the president of the Senate.
Right, which is the vice president of the United States, is that right?
So who's the president, right? The president of the Senate is, so then it would be the House, yes.
Interesting. Well, it's all confusing to me. I need to look into it and get my facts straight, because this is also unprecedented, the way that the leftists are doing this. They totally compromised their love of democracy, their love of the people being represented, by shooing this candidate in without any approval from the base or the primaries or the Democratic Party voters whatsoever. So their claims of loving democracy are just out the window. We know that they only love democracy to the extent that it's conducive to their establishment of tyranny. We know that they haven't cared for election after election about whether or not their own voters even have representation. And what we're witnessing right now is the attempted takeover of the United States of America for the sake of a globalist elite to conglomerate all political power worldwide and subjugate humanity. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show in 2 minutes.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep Earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. The deep state coup is now live against America. I've analyzed their attack profile and know how to...